Pledge of allegiance, Mr. Wright.
Ready to begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
She's not here, okay. Our student rep, Polly Tarr, is not here tonight. We'll now recognize our A-plus community partners.
I'd like to invite Lynn Cardoza to come join us up front. Lynn is the principal of Yuba Feather Elementary School and Dobbins Elementary School.
We chose to recognize Pizza Roundup this year for our A-plus community partner because twice a year they do a fundraiser where they share the proceeds of their evening with our schools, and they do a fall date and a spring date for each of our schools, and they take 10% off of the top of the money that they bring in for that day and donate it back to the school. So we would like to show our appreciation back to Pizza Roundup, and I'm sorry they're not here tonight, but my daughter works there, so I'll make sure that they get acknowledged. Yes, so thank you. Mrs. Knoll, would you join me, please? This is Joan Knoll, and she is my A-plus classified employee at Yuba Feather School. And I would like to thank Mrs. Knoll for all her hard work. She goes above and beyond every single day. Not only is she the para in our learning center, she's a six-hour employee there, but she also works with Indian Ed, and she does tutoring for Indian Ed. She teaches our culture club. She does archery 2 days a week after school, and it goes on. And she tutors, does Indian Ed tutoring for us. She's even started a math group tutoring on her own time at lunchtime now because kids aren't doing so great on their homework. So she just daily goes above and beyond for our students, and she is totally 100% about all of our students. So please help me thank Mrs. Knoll. My Dobbins A-plus classified employee wasn't able to make it tonight, but she had a medical procedure over the weekend and couldn't come tonight. But her name is Susan Vincent, and she's another clone of Mrs. Knoll, the same kind of personality. She's also works in our special ed classroom at Dobbins. She does Indian Ed tutoring for us. She manages all our hospitality at school. She makes sure the teachers have coffee and creamer and organizes luncheons. And she's kind of the room mom that we all as teachers have. Just make sure that our needs and wants are taken care of to the best of her ability as well as all of our students. So Mrs. Vincent couldn't be here tonight, but we will make sure that she knows that she was honored. And moving on to A-plus certificated, Mrs. Quilty, would you join me? It's my pleasure to introduce to you Mrs. Monica Quilty, who is the kindergarten teacher at Yuba Feather School. This is Monica's second year with us. And I don't know, we both ask ourselves how it happened, because by luck of chance, Monica got hired very late in the hiring process a year ago summer. Just an oversight on my part, I thought, because of all the cutbacks that we were having, that I was going to inherit a teacher from somewhere, and I kept waiting to hear who it was, and finally about August 1st, I called Romero's office and I said, Yvonne, who am I getting? And she's like, Lynn, you need to hire a teacher. And I was like, oh, great. At this late time, it's going to be thin scrapings. But I don't know. Things are meant to be, and it happened, and Monica's been a perfect fit, and she's wonderful. We just thank our lucky stars all the time that we found her and that she joined our staff. She's an amazing kindergarten teacher. Her kids go just through the roof with achievement. She's embraced the Common Core. I walked into her class yesterday, and she says, oh, we're doing an opinion piece, and these are their two reasons why they're supporting their reason for liking this. And I'm like, wow, yes. And it's like that every day. Thank you, Monica, so much. Mrs. Yates. This is Mrs. Carrie Yates, and she is the fourth, fifth, sixth, yes, I said three grade level teacher at Dobbins Elementary School. And she did not complain 1 second when she found out that that was going to be her assignment this year. She's totally embraced it. Along with Common Core, she hasn't flinched an eyelash at that. It was like, yippee, let's get going. She can't wait to share all these fantastic resources. She's like the cheerleader at our school. And for that, again, a perfect fit. Carrie's been at a couple other schools in the district, but as you know, I firmly believe things are meant to be, and she's now at Dobbins. Parents love her, students love her. She's taken on our PTA and is very helpful there. There's nothing that she won't do. Shady Creek is also, because she's a sixth grade teacher, that's been her pet project as well. So, again, please join me in thanking Carrie Yates.
Next is on the agenda is the school report, Dobbins and Yuba Feather Elementary Schools.
Good evening. I put together a PowerPoint slideshow for you. I wanted to showcase our staff in this PowerPoint, but it kind of blossomed into a little bit more of that because when you have so many beautiful children and all kinds of exciting things go on, you just can't help to brag about them. So please enjoy the slideshow. I'm going to just kind of talk about a few things as we go through it. I'm call myself a tech tard. I don't have all those fancy skills as putting together all the music and narrating into it. So you're going to have to listen to me and bear with my skills here. Thank you. As I wrote in my board, my written report, our two schools get together a lot. We have the same socioeconomic background. So it just really meshes together for our staff. We work with the same kind of kids. So it just works really well because each staff individually doesn't have another teacher of their own grade level to work with. So we take advantage of all our professional development days to get together. We also join Lisa Goodman's schools, Browns Valley and Cordova. And because Kathleen Hansen has a middle school and an elementary school, Lisa and I embrace her elementary school, Loma Rica, and we get all those teachers together to do planning and articulation and that kind of thing. So this came as a result of my Dobbins and Eva Feathers staff getting together, and we just wanted kind of an overarching set of expectations for our students. And so everything we talked about, we felt fell under these three categories. So our expectations for our Eagles and our Wildcats are that they are always safe, responsible, and respectful. Every morning, both school sites gather together to salute the flag. It's amazing how many parents comment on that, too. Our mission for Dobbins School, it is the mission of Dobbins School to educate our students to their fullest potential academically, socially, and emotionally. We will work together as a team with home and community to develop their critical thinking skills, which are necessary to become productive, independent, confident, and respectful citizens in an ever-changing society. And you'll see later on in the presentation that Eva Feathers' mission statement is very much the same, because once again, we came up with the mission statement together as a complete group. This is my secretary, Jennifer Gibbons, and my custodian, Chris Dousman, at Dobbins School. The school could not run without these two ladies. Yeah, as you know, I have two sites, so I'm not at each site every day, and they help keep the plant running. This is our preschool. Each classroom on both campuses has a little a name for their classroom and a slogan that goes along with it. This is the Dobbins Preschool, and their slogan is, "We are kind and special." Mrs. Judy Sadlow is a member of our has been a member of our community for many years. Her children both went to Dobbins School. Jeanette Reiswig, her children actually go to Eva Feathers School, and she volunteered a lot and worked as a sub in our preschool up there. And when Judy needed a para, I said, "I have the perfect person for you. She'll be a perfect fit," and she has. And there, of course, is Miss Julie. That's Judy Sadlow's dog, who's the class mascot and visits regularly. These are Mrs. Kelly's trailblazers. She has TK, kindergarten, and first grade. Trailblazers are so cool. They explore and learn at school. And Mrs. Renee Rossi has returned to us. She was a special ed para at Dobbins many years ago. And when the TK para position came open, she requested a transfer and is back and has once again been a wonderful addition to our staff. This is Miss Terry Soares. She's the teacher in the second and third grade. They call themselves the Frog Pond. And their chant is, "We are smart, loving frogs. We hop to our work to get it done. Helping each other is loads of fun." And then they squat down and they say, "Ribbit, ribbit, ribbit," as they jump up. And they have been working very hard on a presentation that they wanted me to share with you. Okay, Mike. No go? It worked on my laptop. See, I told you. It should be a movie. No? Okay. Okay, well, that's unfortunate. What it was is a video of all the second and third grade students doing handbells for Take Me Out to the Ball Game. So, very cute. Oops. This is Mrs. Yates' class, the Eagle's Nest, and when I took these pictures, they were working on writing and citing sources in their writing to support their claims. The Eagle's Nest is who we are, working together and soaring far. Technology and lots of rigor creates equal students ready for the future. And this is our library at Dobbins and Computer Lab. Ms. Krista Harriman is our literacy resource technician. She is also an Indian Ed tutor. She helps with yard duty. She tutors kids on her own just out of the kindness of her heart. She's been a past PTC president. The list goes on and on. Our special ed staff is Mrs. Kelly Birch, who is at Dobbins one day a week. Mrs. Vincent is her paraeducator, who also had children. I was her son's kindergarten teacher. I don't want to tell you how many years ago. But she volunteered in my classroom when I taught kindergarten there and became a paraeducator and has been there ever since. Kelly Beersdorf is our speech therapist. She's been there for many, many years as well. And Amy Molinar worked at Dobbins several years ago and has rejoined our staff this year. And there's our cafeteria. Christy Bell is our cafeteria manager. Eva Douglas and Kelly Owen are our assistants. And our STARS After School program is run by Mr. Daniel, Mr. Jordan, and Miss Michaela. And there's the mission for Yuba Feather School, very much the same. It just doesn't have the home and community part in it, which was added by the Site Council of Dobbins to theirs. And once again, we couldn't do it without them. Our secretary, Yuba Feather, Mrs. Deneen Phillips, and Georgia Allen, our custodian. Deneen's children went to Yuba Feather as well. Here's our preschool at Yuba Feather, the Mouse House. Teacher is Mrs. Lisa Cunningham, whose children also went through Yuba Feather, and Mrs. Christofferson, hers did as well. Preschoolers do board math, science. It's like walking into the kindergarten of days past. They do so many amazing academic things. And this is Mrs. Quilty's travel lodge. She has TK in kindergarten. When I took these pictures, the kinders were reviewing their Common Core standards pamphlet and going through and talking about what they did to meet the standards and checking off those that they had succeeded at. And just it's constant growth. And her classroom slogan is "Where Learning Takes Flight." And this is our newest teacher at Yuba Feather, Ms. Diana Anderson. She's our first grade teacher, another amazing teacher. Her classroom is called the Fish Bowl, and their slogan is "Aye aye, Captain." And she's standing in front of a writing goal chart where she has the main goals of the Common Core writing standards, and each child identified their goal that they were working on, and they put their little number tile next to it, and as they accomplish their writing goals, then they choose another one and move it down and proceed through the writing goal chart. And Ms. Katrina is our Indian Ed para. Indian Education provides 2 para educators at Yuba Feather School and 1 at Dobbins. And Mrs. Citron is the beehive teacher in the second grade. She's been at Yuba Feather quite some time as well. Their slogan is "Bees Stick Together," and they're in these photos working on a writing project where they cited multiple sources on dinosaurs, and then the kids working at the tables are publishing them in folders, and the kids at the computer are writing their multi-paragraphed essay on dinosaurs. And Miss Davison, her classroom is called the Cool Cats, and they're cool, they rule. She has been at Yuba Feather for, I believe, 7 years, and is very excited about the Common Core. Her kids were, in those pictures, are reviewing the Common Core math standards on the wall, and then they're practicing the technology skills of dragging and clicking and things in preparation for the Smarter Balanced assessment. This is Mrs. McCarty. She's got the Shark Tank, which is full of fourth graders, and they're 1, 2, 3 rulers of the sea. And Miss Tina Hamilton, who's the second Indian Ed para educator at Yuba Feather. And this is Mrs. Noel Vermillion. Melissa has been teaching at Yuba Feather, I believe, this is either her 7th or 8th year. We did lose her for 2 years from Yuba Feather. She was cut due to budget cuts, went down to Foothill for 1 year, and then I snagged her back at Dobbins for another year, and then as soon as an opening came available back at Yuba Feather, she was right back there. Melissa is actually an alumni of Yuba Feather and went all the way through 8th grade at Yuba Feather, and her children currently attend there as well. And this is the Butterfly Room, our RSPSDC class. Mrs. Knoll is the paraeducator. Mrs. Birch is the teacher. Ms. Dorn is the paraeducator, and Ms. Dorn was actually cut from her attendance clerk position, but once again, things happen for a reason because she's been a perfect fit in the Learning Center and has been a great asset. Their slogan is, "We are growing and learning." And this is a really dynamic team in our Learning Center. That little girl that Mrs. Birch is there with came to us from the ED class at Cedar Lane, where she was being sent home from school every single day to the point where she just couldn't attend for a while. And so we tried her in at Yuba Feather. Things have worked beautifully, and she's now attending all of the afternoon in her third grade regular ed classroom. So quite a success story. And here's our library, Mrs. Rhonda LaCoco. This is her first year at Yuba Feather, came up from Foothill. She's also an alumni of Yuba Feather School, and her children attend. And our Wildcat Cafe, Sandy and Becca. Becca's an alumni, and her children went through Yuba Feather as well. And our yard duty staff, we, on any day of the week, have 3 people on yard duty. And our Yuba Feather Stars personnel, Miss Juliana and Miss Andrea. And our beloved bus drivers, Debbie, Mary Ellen, and Jerry for Yuba Feather, and Michelle for Dobbins. And then these are just some snapshots of our beautiful campuses. These are all of Yuba Feather. The new construction is on the top left. That's our new building. The front side on the top, the back side on the bottom left. And that's the bell tower that is in front of our school that houses 4 school bells. And there are different names of different schools on the wood there. And the first one, I believe, is Sharon Valley School, and it dates back to 1858. I'm not sure all the history on the bells, but that's something I want to find out more about. And here's the Dobbins campus, new multi-purpose room, new admin building. The portables are, I think we're in our 4th year of the portables. And the playgrounds, the red is at Dobbins, the other 3 are playgrounds at Yuba Feather. Part of the new construction is they replace all the fencing around the hardcore area as well. It's really improved our campuses. And then this poster, in this school we do second chances, we apologize, we forgive easily, we respect each other, we keep our promises, we never give up, we encourage one another, we laugh often, we belong, we are family. And that is posted in both of our schools throughout all the classrooms and any place there is to hang a poster. Thank you very much. Any questions?
Thank you. Questions, board?
Very good presentation.
Yes, keep up the good work. That's very good. Any questions?
I just have a comment.
Go ahead.
I had the opportunity of going and visiting Ms. Cardoza not too long ago at both of her schools. Your schools look amazing, extremely clean, neat. Your staff is wonderful. Everybody's so happy, just bouncing around. And I always know how things are going by the amount of phone calls I get. I cannot tell you the last time I've received a phone call from either Yuba Feather or Dobbins. I mean, not from anybody. So, you know, things are going very well up there, and I was very impressed with all the things that you guys have done. The classrooms looked amazing in the new buildings and stuff, and just thank you very much for all your hard work, and then thank you to the staff and the employees who received awards tonight. Thank you for all your hard work. Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you. Comments from the board members. Mr. Boo? Mr. Miller?
Yes, I have a request, basically, is what it is. And like other board members, I've received phone calls from the community in regards to the Little League Field and Linda. And I would like to have that put on the agenda for discussion action for next board meeting.
Okay. What in particular?
What I'm looking at is possibly selling it to, like I mentioned before, Oliver's Public Utility District for one. And that way it'll be in the community. It's the only ball fields that I'm aware of, that I know of in that community, that fits Little League. And it would be a shame to see it disappear. And what they're worried about is maybe not this board, but a future board wanting to sell the whole property. So I'd like to have it on the next agenda for a discussion action.
Do you have questions, Mr. Rapp?
A discussion item? Yeah, I think yes.
Does that call for a vote, Mrs.?
No, it's just as long as the majority of the board wishes to see that, we can certainly take care of that as I'm understanding, a discussion item.
Discussion action item, yeah.
Discussion and action.
Yeah. Okay. In other words, you don't have to take action, but I want the discussion here for sure, but action, yeah. Discussion action, yeah. Let's go with discussion action.
Could I then have all in favor of having this agenda sized as a discussion item? Or just discussion item. Help me here.
Let's go with discussion item.
Discussion item on the next agenda.
Are you saying discussion item or discussion action?
Discussion action.
Discussion action. All right. Could I have a...
Thank you.
You're welcome. Can I have a vote, please, starting with Mr. Boom?
I'm not real clear. It's either got to be a discussion item or an action item. I don't see how it can be both. If we're going to discuss it and then take action on it?
Correct.
I don't know that we would be in the position to take action without running through legal counsel, facilities, or at least our business officer for the legalities of a sale. So I am... No problem with a discussion item. I get the ball rolling with a discussion item. I have no problem with that. As an action item, I'm a little uncomfortable with.
So
I would be fine with a discussion item.
Well, the situation being, it's every item on the agenda is a discussion item. When you vote on the let's say categorical. Services. That's discussion item. You have a piece in the agenda that tells you what the item is. So that's a quote discussion. You also talk to other people in regards to it. That's a discussion. And then you vote on it.
I'm comfortable bringing it as a discussion item, but as to take action, formal action on it, no.
And 2 weeks will give anybody that wants to talk to the attorney an opportunity to discuss it with the attorney.
Well, then is a motion.
That's not how we've done business in the past. Just anybody call the attorney.
As a discussion item, I agree with Mr. Boom. Bring it as a discussion item, which it probably should be if you're worried about it. But you don't discuss and then take action immediately, because it has to go through the attorney to make sure we can sell it. It has to, there's a number of different things other than what we would just set up here and discuss.
Every item you have discussion item.
Okay.
I would agree that it's a two-fold process.
Go ahead.
Well, how do you want me to formulate the...
Discussion action.
Discussion action.
Yes.
Mr. Miller, maybe you can reconsider just getting the ball rolling where we're just discussing it, and then as we...
Well, I'm afraid it's going to happen like everything else does, be discussed, then ignored. And a lot of items have been that way.
Well, I certainly don't see that
happening. I don't think you need a vote of the board to put it on the agenda. It's a request by a board member.
Just a majority of the board. That's all we're asking now for discussion. I was going to pull the board, yes. All in favor of discussing, of putting this as a discussion item on the next agenda, please say aye.
Aye.
A discussion item only.
Discussion only.
Only, that's correct. Aye.
Aye.
That's consensus then. You're welcome, sir. Comments? Mr. Miller, any other comments? You're welcome. Mr. Fleury.
Friday, as you know, was a very tragic event. It really hit our community. And in the view of how quick it was, it's amazing the people that rushed to help. Gay let us know immediately, kept us updated through the weekend, Tim Malone did a great job at the memorial. People rise to the occasion in this community when these tragedies happen. One of our secretaries went over there and helped at MCAA. So when these happen, we were lucky that we have people that rise to the occasion and work very hard to help the process of grieving what we're going through. And I really commend Tim Malone for the job he did in this very difficult situation.
Thank you. Mr. Rack.
First, I'd like to give my condolences to the parents and the student body for losing a student. That same night, we had the search for talent at McKinney, which was very successful. The other thing, this morning I received a call and was directed to an article, and basically it says, with the passage of SB 91 today, Indiana became the fourth state, along with Iowa, Florida, and Arizona, to scrap the federal Common Core in favor of state-run educational programs. Basically, one size does not fit all, is the that, and it says, the title of the article is this the beginning of the end? I just think it's kind of an interesting article that at least someone called me and directed me to read it. I think it's just something to be aware of.
Thank you. Mr. Malone, I just would like to express, much like Mr. Fleury did, you're very eloquent at the ballpark Friday night dissertation, and your staff and everyone else handled it very appropriately. Thank you very much. Mr. Denham?
No.
Mr. Harris? Okay, thank you. This is now the opportunity for employee organizations to address the board. No? Anyone else? Representing any groups or organizations? You want me to read them? Operating engineers? No? None. Okay. This is now, I have no cards for public comments. So do we have any cards? No. Superintendent support. Dr. Todd?
Thank you, Mr. Crawford. This evening I wanted to share a couple of documents. As you know, we are well underway in trying to solicit input from our community on the LCAP, and so I've begun some initial gathering of the information and trying to put it into a format that is user-friendly. And so the one that you have that's coming around first is all of the items that have been brought forward by the community groups, whether it be the one at Lyndhurst, at Mary's, Yuba Gardens, McKinney, and at our DLAC meeting, along with our bargaining units. It's everything that's been brought forward, every topic, and pretty much in no particular order. So just know that I've tried to group them based on facilities or technology, employee compensation, staffing, those kinds of categories. And the second document I'm going to share with you is taking those same items and attaching them to the 8 State Board of Education priorities, and that is the basis for writing our plan. And so as we move down this path and formulating the plan, this is kind of how the parent and community input items have fallen under those 8 categories. So this is just a step in the process, and as we move further along, I'll be sharing more. Ultimately, we will have an LCAP plan that will come before the board, hopefully by the end of May, and we'll allow some time for public comments and to look at it and to really review it, and then to finalize that in June. We have to finalize the plan, and then we finalize and adopt the budget for 14-15. The year is flying by. So that's the things that I have to share with you on the LCAP process. And the last item I have for you is the 2014 promotion graduation schedule. You will see the schools that you have signed up for. Some of you may want to change or adjust what you have signed up for, but we do need to know that by Friday because we'd like to finalize the list so we can get it out to the school sites and they can start putting together their programs and have the correct names listed for those that will be attending the ceremonies. So please get those back to Lisa as quickly as you can. And that is all I have for this evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Todd. Do I have approval of the minutes from the regular board meeting of March 11th, 2014?
Motion to approve.
We have a motion approved by Mr. Harris. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reck. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Please note, one no. Mr. Miller?
For the minutes.
Number two, the consent agenda. Any questions or concerns? If not, do I have a motion?
I'll move to approve the consent agenda.
I'll second.
We have a motion by Mr. Reck and a second by Mr. Fleury. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That's unanimous. There is no other old business. There is no old business. New business, personnel contracts, a contract for Assistant Superintendent of Business Services.
Good evening. The purpose of this particular item, as brought before you, is to recognize the agreement in principle with the CBO, prospective CBO, who has gone through relatively arduous process of rising to the top. The four-year contract, as should be noted, has a specified earnings of $148,082 per year, commencing with school year 2014-15. That contract is for 260 days of employment, which then, of course, includes paid holidays and paid vacation time, which is customary with any classified employment contract. So we strongly recommend that the board approve this contract, and as such, the new CBO would be able to come on board commencing on June 2nd of 2014.
Thank you. Any questions of the board? Do I have, entertain the motion then, please? We have a motion for Mr. Fleury to approve the contract. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Harris. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That carries unanimously. Item number two, Board of Trustees, MCAA Common Core State Standards Implementation Funding. Dr. Todd?
Mr. Malone is here. He did make the presentation last meeting, so if you have questions or if you'd like to add anything further, Mr. Malone, please do so.
Yeah, I just want to say one thing about Friday night and the weekend. One thing that's special, I think, about this group of people and the district itself is that it really feels like a team. And Friday night, things happened quickly. I thought for sure it was a poor kid from the Little League Park, and it turns out I got a call saying, we need you to come identify the kids. We think they're Marysville Charter kids. And thank God by the time I got there, they were already identified. It was bad news, but at least I didn't have to do that. But quickly, Gay Todd was there, first one on the site. It was amazing. She was there quickly. And Eric Preston was there. And there was board members there that came because we had a dance that had just begun. And we had to make a decision as a team. Do we end the dance? And how are we going to do that? How do we get the parents there? We had to do the all call, which I rely on my secretary to do. I had learned how to do it, but never used it in I don't know how many years. And so Eric was there quickly also, and he knew how to use it. And we set up a little something to say to all the parents without alarming them all, and actually got the kids out of there pretty quickly. But I just want to say thank you all. You guys, many of the board members came to the Candlelight Vigil, really showed support. It was a good turnout, and it's been really nonstop. Today slowed down, finally, but it's been nonstop and with the media also. So thank you. You guys, it's a great team. I appreciate it. But I'm here today because we have the Common Core funding, which I presented to you. If you look on page 7, kind of almost at the bottom, at the last regular meeting a couple of weeks ago, the percentages are just slightly different than what the GAE proposed for the district. You can see we have $40,803 for math materials, which is exactly the same percentage of the total of $75,000 as the district has allocated. We just allocated a little bit more for technology because we really need computers. So it was just maybe 3% more of that money went to technology. So today I'm just asking you if you would please approve that plan.
Any questions, please, from the board?
If there's no questions, I'll make a motion to approve.
We have a motion then on the floor for Mr. Boom for approval. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
And a second for Mr. Danable. All in favor? Say aye.
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 All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Thank you.
Mr. President, I'd like to go back to item number 1 under Personnel Services and vote no on that.
For the
contract for Assistant Superintendent.
I have no problem with that. Is there a legal precedent to that, or I don't know. So, lease it as an amendment. So you're saying instead of okaying the hiring, you no. You're voting no. Please let the record state then that there's a no vote. Instead of 7-0, it'll read 6-1. Okay, that threw me off. Okay. This is adjourned the meeting. Thank you. Oh, excuse me. That's very rude of me. I want to, Mr. Fleury, go ahead. Thank you very much. This meeting is now adjourned.